Kate and Benichelli today on the podcast. Obviously, we're talking about the tragedy of the UPS flight that crashed upon liftoff there at the airport.
Yeah, just an unbelievably tragic event for this city.
Yeah, but we also give you a little bit of misconnections involving burritos in Hillview.
And dumpsters.
Yes, there's dude knowledge. And then we introduce you also to Max.
Max is a local. He's single and has a new portrait on Louisville Mugshots 2.0.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
How many of you, when you got this,
yeah,
you were like, oh, Amber Alert.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then when then it you said see, incident.
Then you see incident at the, you know,
airport.
At the airport, you're thinking, okay, what's going on? And then I was out to dinner. I look up. The TVs at the bars immediately flashed, and there was video footage of the UPS plane crash, which now has claimed 7 people. I mean,
so
just
tragic.
What a tear. I mean, and there's so many different user videos because it happened at rush hour, like 5:15 in the afternoon.
No, it was
awful. So a UPS cargo plane that was headed to Hawaii started to take off, left engine caught on fire and flew about 140 feet and then crashed into near Fern Valley and Gray Lane. There's a dash cam footage of one of the workers there where, like, literally you can see the plane crash right in front of him.
Oh my gosh.
He gets out of his truck. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
That's horrific.
Obviously, yes. Very, very horrific. You know, from Wave News this morning.
The plane hit Kentucky Petroleum Recycling and Grade A Auto Parts here on Grade Lane. We learned late in the evening last night that death toll has risen to at least 7. 3 of those killed were on the plane. 4 of those were on the ground. And among the 11 who were hurt, some had, quote, very significant injuries, according to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, and he expects that number to rise. And Louisville's fire chief, Brian O'Neill, he says that backup crews were brought in to help respond to the scene, as well as be able to respond to and cover any incidents unrelated to what happened at UPS Worldport.
Yeah, I mean, just a crazy scene. The FAA released a statement just saying, hey, UPS flight 2976 crashed local time 5:15 after departing from the airport. It was headed to International Airport there in Honolulu, and the FAA and NTSB will investigate. They're going to be in Louisville today. So
my heart goes out to everyone affected by
there were some reporters on the scene that were, you know, just talking to some bystanders and you know, obviously there's some businesses right there. You know, it's right there off of Grade Lane. Like,
yes,
you know, you know, I was just thinking, oh my gosh. Well, one, if it was a commercial passenger plane, obviously, you know, 7 deaths are horrible. That would have been a lot more had it been a commercial plane. But then had it taken off going the other direction.
Yeah.
That's old Louisville, downtown. That could have been much, much worse. You know, and I certainly don't want to minimize what happened. JCPS schools have been canceled. I mean, like, you know, my daughter goes to Manual. And it's like, that's right there in the zone of where they're having everybody, you know, stay in place. So
because all of the fuel it was carrying,
yeah,
because it was
loaded, it was going to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's why it just, and so they're just obviously worried about the smoke and the flume and the fumes.
Yep.
In the surrounding area, which is why they had to kind of shut everything down.
Just, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the mayor made a statement.
This is an incredibly difficult day for so many people, for our entire city. And once again, we'll be praying and sending our love and doing everything we can to support the families, the friends, everyone who has been impacted this.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll keep you updated on what we know. And look, this is our community, everybody is hoping and praying for the families and those affected. One of the most, I think, heart-wrenching things for me to see was a couple different things. One, there's a lot of debris, and there's like Hawaiian shirts that people are picking up around the area. And then the news was talking to some family members of people who were going to work at some of those businesses, you know, the Ford plant's right down there and everything. And so they have yet to get in touch with this person. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, we'll keep you updated throughout the morning, what we hear. TARC services, they were suspended last night. They are going to resume today. There could be detours and delays if you take TARC in place for some of the routes that are still in the shelter in place zone. So just know that. So we'll roll through this morning, and we've got information. We've got our normal idiocy.
Sure.
That we'll mix in.
That's our specialty.
We are very good at being that.
Yes.
And yeah, a ton of other stuff to get to. All right, let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Wayne says, hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hi.
I think my buddy Doug should get one of your prank phone calls.
Doug
and Wayne. Honestly, he doesn't deserve it because he's a great guy, but that's what makes it fun, right?
He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, and he knows all about the House and Pepper family, so you're going to have to use a different name. Maybe Ernie or Bert. LOL.
Ernie or Bert. He likes the Sesame Street theme.
All right. Okay. Got your work cut out for you.
All right. So, Ernie,
what kind of a voice are you going to give this?
Having a little retirement party, we'll say.
Okay.
All right. And wants to say goodbye to Doug as his mail carrier.
Okay.
In this phone tap.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, there. Is this Doug?
Yes, it is.
Doug, hi. We've never met, but this is Ernie. I'm your mail carrier.
Oh, okay. hi.
Yep. That's me, old Ernie, guy in the mail truck driving through your neighborhood putting people's mail in their mailbox. That's me.
All right, thanks. Thanks for doing that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Well, I'm just calling some people on my route because I just retired and I wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah, well, good for you. That's great. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's time to hang up the old letter bag and relax.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Are you calling everybody on your route?
Oh, no, just some of my favorites.
Oh, wow. what makes me a favorite?
Well, for many years, you left a little gift for me, like a little tip, you know, in your mailbox there around the holiday. You know, not everybody does that, you know. A little something special there at Christmas time. It's always a nice little treat.
Well,
I noticed that you left me something every year, but this past Christmas, well, nothing. It just seemed weird. You were just so generous for so many years. Then you just stiffed me this year.
To be honest, it wasn't me that left you the gifts. I just moved in here last summer. That was the family who lived here before us. So,
Doug, I know. I was just yanking your chain. Of course I know that. I'm your mail carrier. Oh, I know when people come and go. I know they move and where they move to. I know when they're on vacation. I know when some people leave me a Christmas tip. And you know, I also know when others don't.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry. You know, I'll keep that in mind this year.
Well, it's a little late for you now, isn't it, Doug? I'm tired. I mean, that was my last holiday delivery season, you know, bringing you all those Christmas cards, all those packages, in the cold weather, getting out of my truck and bringing all those boxes right up to your doorstep.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. You know, you are a great mailman.
I'm a mail carrier, Doug. You have a problem with gender neutral job titles?
Oh, my God.
No, not at all. I just...
All right, and another thing. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the mail I still have of yours.
What?
Wait. You have some of my mail?
Well, sure. Sometimes I hold back some stuff that looks interesting, you know?
What?
Usually I deliver it the next day, but, you know, sometimes I hang on to it.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that.
Oh, I don't open it, Doug. That'd be a crime. No, I just check it out. If it's a box, I might give it a little shake, you know, a little shake, shake, just try to guess what's inside. Fun little game that we mail carriers do.
I can't believe this.
Now, listen, if it's a magazine, I might hang on to it a little bit, read a couple of the articles, and maybe deliver it the next day. You know, nobody knows. I've saved so much money on subscriptions.
Wait a minute. This is crazy, man. I want my mail back. What makes you think you can keep people's personal mail?
Now, relax, Doug. There's nothing embarrassing in there. Is there? I mean, nothing you wouldn't want, I don't know, our listeners to know about.
Wait, what? What listeners?
Doug. Doug. Doug, hey, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay.
Oh, my God.
Calling you, and this is what's called a phone tap.
God. Are you kidding me? What?
Yeah, Wayne set you up with this whole entire thing.
Yeah, that son of a
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, well, that's crazy. You had me going.
Well, you
shocking.
Know, sometimes when you get some interesting stuff delivered to your house.
Shocking that he stayed on the phone that long. Because let's be honest, it was a very Hoss and Pepper sounding voice.
That was a very Hoss and Pepper.
I am surprised if he's aware that he didn't immediately pick up on that.
Well, anyways.
Oh, wow.
A little classic phone tap for you there.
What's in your mail there, Doug? What's in the mail?
Hey, Doug. Got anything there that's interesting? 99.7 DJX.
All right, so setting the bar stories on 99.7 DJX are...
examples of what not to do.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without complaining that your polling place was closed yesterday when your state wasn't actually even holding elections, you're doing okay.
Bless your heart.
Look, this is exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Voter turnout stronger than expected yesterday right here in Kentucky.
Except we didn't have any elections.
No elections.
Yeah. That's, you know what, but you know, it's better to be early than late.
And that, true. That's right. There were several complaints from people showing up to vote, finding doors locked to their polling places and closed.
Oh,
got so intense,
no.
In fact, that state officials had to actually come forward.
Oh, no.
And release a statement. Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams said, "We're getting calls about polls being closed."
That's because they're not.
They are closed because we do not have elections today.
Oh,
Kentucky votes next year.
Okay.
You cannot vote today in Kentucky for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia. Sorry.
Thanks for wanting to contribute, though.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know what? You get wrapped up. You just get excited. You're like, hey, I want to put a vote in. Sure.
Right.
Let's do
it. You might get it wrong. I should probably help.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know, look, maybe people were just showing up out of habit thinking, you know, hey, other states are voting. We probably are too.
Yes, I should probably go.
So this shows democracy is strong, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we just have to, I guess the next step would just be to confirm that your state is holding elections. I mean, you know, and then reaching out, you know, researching and doing all everything that you do before you lead up to a vote. So.
I think it doesn't show that they're not great at the research because
it might.
You can't even figure out when to vote.
It might, and what,
let alone who to vote for.
Why did Kentucky get singled out? I mean, why has it got to be
a
us?
Very Kentucky
why
thing to do?
It got to be us?
Yeah. I guess it's better than it was election day and nobody showed up.
That's true.
Yes.
But anyways, maybe this is good for, you know, a precursor of the future of democracy and voting and all that. That
great little tester.
Maybe it is. Yeah, a little litmus test of what's
it was
to
a
come.
Test run.
That's right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without then complaining that your polling place was closed when your state wasn't actually even holding elections.
Listen, I want my voice to be heard. You better let me in.
Then you're doing okay. You're setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. You know, sometimes you see that person, maybe get a glimpse of them, strike a fancy, but then they're gone. You don't have a name or number. How do you follow back up with them?
That could be your soulmate. You gotta find them. So you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Sure.
You, me, that half-eaten burrito, dumpster behind taco place.
Oh, wow.
Already the most romantic
setting
of settings.
The scene.
You were wearing ripped jeans.
Mm-hmm.
A headlamp.
Oh.
And the kind of confidence only someone knee-deep in last night's takeout can have.
Oh.
I was in the next dumpster over.
Oh, my God.
Are we dumpster diving? Is that... I was in the next dumpster over pretending to look for aluminum cans, but really watching you pull out that burrito like it was the Holy Grail.
Oh.
You smiled when you caught me looking, salsa glistening on your wrist like temptation itself.
Oh, like temptation itself.
You whispered, you want the other half? And I swear my pulse hit 120.
Wow.
I said no, but what I meant was take me instead.
Oh my gosh.
Your laugh echoed off the brick wall, and then you were gone, leaving only the faint scent of cilantro and adventure.
Adventure.
If you see this, meet me again behind that taco place after midnight.
Uh-huh.
Bring your headlamp. I'll bring the gloves. I hope you like spicy sauce.
Wow.
We're dumpster diving. That's what we're doing.
Hey, you know what? Let's not judge where love can be found.
Just saying, the most unexpected of places.
This is true.
Got to be ready for it.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Isle of Broken Hearts, man for woman.
Oh.
You are the gorgeous mystery woman in black leggings and a hoodie that probably cost more than my car payment.
Already we're starting off better.
Your cart was overflowing with name brand organic, probably handpicked by Angel's Food. Your yogurt didn't even have cartoon characters on it.
Oh, wow.
I thought, wow, she must be healthy and rich.
Yes.
I was the guy clutching a box of off-brand cereal and a pack of cookies because it was 8:15 in the morning. I was late for work and I had given up on meal prep sometime in 2019. Listen, I watched you gracefully pick out your groceries like you were auditioning for a Food Network show called Hot People Buying Kale. The way you examined each item, thoughtful, elegant, like you were choosing future memories and not just frozen peas, made my heart skip a beat.
Dang.
Also made me reconsider the Chips Ahoy in my hand.
That's good.
Listen, I panicked and I asked you, do you know where the chicken is?
Great line.
You politely pointed and said, in the meat section.
That makes sense.
Like a normal, helpful human being while I facepalmed like an idiot. I turned to say something cool like, are you a chef or just really hungry?
That's not a great line.
But you were gone. Vanished, probably into the exotic grains aisle or heaven. It's hard to say. Listen, I hope you were single and that the loaded cart was for a dinner party or you're just super hungry or maybe
probably
you're
was.
Just a chef.
That's it.
Either way, I was late for work, so love had to wait right next to that rotisserie chicken I never found.
Oh, no!
If this is you and you remember that awkward guy with cereal and cookies, tell me what color your hoodie was so I know it's you.
I don't think they're going to be a great match just from the descriptions alone.
He's looking at, he's eyeing her cart going, man, she must be rich.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a lot of similar interests.
You know what, Kelly, don't poo-poo love. Not yet.
We don't know yet.
Let's let it blossom.
She might respond.
Let them figure it out. She already has responded.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's in the meat aisle.
Oh, right. Yes. No, but she hasn't responded to the love.
All right. So whether you're looking for your dumpster diving queen or king, or you're looking for that lady in the grocery aisle who pointed you to the chicken.
Buying food picked out by angels.
That's right. It can be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist. Missed Connections.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. If you have your phone in your hand, you should probably just take a look at the mug shot that we just posted.
The page is Louisville Mugshots 2.0. Want to give them credit. They like to get the credit.
For sure.
The guy's name is Max.
Mm-hmm.
Max, his stats, born March 13th, 1990.
35 years young.
Criminal mischief, second degree.
Oh, no.
Obscuring the identity of a machine, $10,000 or more.
Okay.
And then, yeah, looks like he was driving under the influence. And then they included the sign Pisces.
Mm.
His sign is Pisces.
Okay, so there's that.
You go to the comments.
Then the comments section.
You go to the comments. Alex, Max about to get a modeling contract. Yeah. Erica, but can we describe the mischief in a little more detail?
Yeah, listen, he's got a mustache. He's got a chiseled chin. He's wearing a tank top. And it looks like he works out.
It looks like he could have just, like, walked off the runway.
He's also kind of given the smolder.
He's got a smolder.
In his mugshot.
He's kind of rocking some blue steel smolder.
Christina says, I see we're all ignoring the criminal mischief part and focusing on the jawline.
Yes. Brooklyn, okay, so I'll save him. What's the bail?
Oh, that's so nice of you, Brooklyn.
That is really nice of you, Brooklyn. Barb is also asking, if I post his bail, do I get custody of him?
Lotus said, I almost said free him. Till I saw he's a Pisces, he can stay right where he's at.
Oh, man. What's the hate on Pisces about?
Oh, shoot.
Then some of the guys are rolling in. Y'all calm down. He's 5'9".
That.
Oh, wow. Hey,
Wait, you're height shaming poor Max?
He's height shaming poor Max. Steven says, bro looks like the hero and the villain all at the same time.
He kind of does.
He kind of does.
He kind of does.
About him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett looked like his dad been trying to capture Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's funny.
He does a little look like that, too.
Yes, that guy, the guy in the movies.
The villain.
Kenneth is rolling in all the insecure guys in the comments like, girls, he's not even 6 foot.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's the only thing they've got. Yeah. Annabelle, okay. But what machine was he concealing? Was it in his pants?
Oh, my. Oh, Annabelle's my thirsty.
Annabelle
is thirsty.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Sarah downloads JPay in order to pay his bail.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's been a lot of interaction. We'll say over 4,400 comments. Shared 3,400 times, including us. We posted it.
For sure.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, you can
just
see
for
it.
For research
and
purposes.
Listen. We just hope that Max gets the help and gets on the right path that he needs.
Well,
right?
He has seen the attention, apparently, and has taken the opportunity to start a GoFundMe for him. I think he raised just over $100.
All right, so he's on his way.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
But well, Max, turn it around. This is your wake-up call.
Is,
listen,
this is your chance.
You have other things going for you. Let's leave the mischief behind.
Annabelle, what machine was he concealing? Was it in his pants? Come
Annabelle.
On now.
Annabelle.
All right. At
Inappropriate.
Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Little dude knowledge here for you. Let's introduce you to Cynthia, calling us from Georgetown. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I know. She's probably headed into work right now. Cynthia's got brown hair, is 5'7 and a half, drives a Ford F-150, and is in human resources. So
nice.
She's probably got some dude knowledge up her sleeve right there, Cynthia.
I would think so.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
you're not going to need me as a lifeline.
Maybe you won't even need Kelly.
Oh, I can use Kelly?
You can.
You can if you want.
You can.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Question number one, Cynthia, who's in the stairwell of her work, obviously. All right. Question number one. What company makes the PlayStation gaming console?
Sony.
Sony is correct.
Congrats. Nice.
There you go. Question number two, dude knowledge. What is the name of the device used to jumpstart a dead car battery?
Oh, those are jumper cables.
You are so good.
Nice! Look at that, not even hesitating.
Not even hesitating. She's like, I know my dudes. I know my dudes. Question number three, what does UFC stand for?
Oh, shoot. My daughter's going to kill me. She watches this.
Okay.
Oh, Fight Club. Universal Fight Club? I don't know. I'm
Universal
guessing.
Fight Club.
Oh, can I call a lifeline? Can I call ask Kelly?
First rule of Fight Club, we don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
Oh, is that your... Do you want to stick with your answer? I don't know.
No, I want to use you. I'm not... I don't know.
I was going to say like United Fighting Commission or something.
I mean, okay, you're throwing out a lot of answers here. What do you want to say?
Are either one of them close? I'm trying to read your face.
Okay.
I'm going to say, okay, United Fight Commission.
Yes. United Fight Commission?
Yes.
See, he's going to do this, and he gets you so excited like he got the right answer, and then no.
I mean,
what is it?
You were kind of close. It was Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
I mean, it could be Ultimate Fight Club. That'd be fun.
I mean, it could.
It's a club of fighters.
Question number four, dude knowledge. This should be easy. In golf, what is it called when you score one under par on a hole?
Oh, is that a bogey?
A birdie.
Oh.
A birdie.
A birdie.
Yeah, bogey.
That's what I thought she said. She didn't say birdie?
No, she said bogey.
Oh, bogey.
She said bogey.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a bogey.
Man, you started off so well. You started off so well, Cynthia. All right, bring it all around. Bring it all around. Last question.
Good finish. Finish strong.
All right, dude knowledge. What does the brand Craftsman's primarily sell?
Tools.
Yes. And equipment. Sure, we'll give that to you. Congratulations.
Brought it back around.
You did. You brought it back around. You started strong. Kind of
faltered a little,
slipped up a little bit there, and
then got a little sidetracked with the UFC.
Brought it home.
Now we know.
That's right. So, Cynthia, congratulations. You're a big winner, okay?
Oh, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that.
You're welcome.
You can emerge from your stairwell a winner.
You can triumphant. Yay!
Yay!
All right. Cynthia, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no worries.
Solid.
I know.
Solid.
Looking good. It's dude knowledge. And
she's practically a dude.
Practically
go,
a dude. Yes.
You can go to the club meetings, I feel like.
Okay.
Do they have dude club meetings?
You know what? I just haven't been invited yet.
She should go.
Yeah. Feel good stories. Do this every hour, Kelly Kay.
Yeah, kind of highlighting some normal everyday people that turned into heroes. Mm-hmm. That was this couple sitting in front of a teenager at an amusement park. This is in Kansas City. They were riding the Mamba, which is the tallest coaster at Worlds of Fun there in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Cassie Evans were sitting in front of this teenager when they heard her scream that her seatbelt came undone.
Oh my gosh.
When we turned around and started helping her, like, the only thing I could think of was, like, what if this was my daughter?
The girl sitting behind my wife just lets out this blood-curdling scream like I've never heard before. And then she said, my seatbelt came undone. A pretty big gap between her and the lap bar. And I looped my arm underneath the lap bar, and I'd grabbed a hold of her wrist. My wife was pushing down on her legs to push down on her whole body to keep her from coming out of the seat.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're season ticket holders, so they knew the ride and then could anticipate the upcoming hills and the turns. That helped them know how to adjust holding her. They said, you know, as we crested each hill, as we started to go to the top, I recognized that it was going to lift her out of her seat. So I kind of shifted our positions to, instead of hold her, push her down to keep her from coming out of the seat. And just, you know,
wow.
Thank goodness everybody was fine. And yes, they shut down the ride immediately and put it through thorough safety checks again before they reopened it later that night. But thank goodness, they knew what to do. And we're able to be in the right seats at the right time.
Wow. That's scary.
And you know how they have the cameras and they take pictures of you on the roller coasters?
Yeah.
You should see the shot that is of this foursome. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. The video is on our website at WDJX.com.
We do a segment called
Craigslist Missed Connections.
And this, out of all things Hillview, Kelly, should I go ahead and do this and then you dive into some of the comments?
Into the comments, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, this was sent to us, by the way, on Messenger. You can always send this to send us anything at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
I know this is a long shot, but to the beautiful lady who was getting burrito wraps at this dollar store behind McDonald's. Are you in this group by chance? All things
maybe.
Hillview.
We're hoping.
I wanted to say something earlier, but your beauty had me speechless.
Oh, no.
We made eye contact quite a few times throughout the store.
Oh, she's probably feeling it, too.
Hoping and praying.
Oh, Trisha says, hashtag dollar store missed connections. I'm here for it. Yes. Lauren is rooting for him. This is adorable. Hope you find her.
Yes.
Regina, wow. She must have been gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
You should have said something.
Right.
I met my first husband in a Walmart parking lot.
Of course you did, Regina.
If he hadn't pulled up and said something to me and gave me his phone number, we would have never seen each other again.
Regina, that is a real-life Walmart misconnection.
Yes, it is!
Wow.
That was a success. But you know what? Her husband seized the moment. And this poor person did not.
No.
Jim, she's as pretty as a mule eating briars. Not really sure what that means.
I'm not really sure what that means either.
Ryan, playa.
Sure.
Yeah. Tony says, maybe go to the animal shelter. They need people to adopt dogs and cats. Okay.
I don't understand that either, Tony. Are you saying...
Yeah, I just thought she was pretty.
Okay.
And just wanted to check her out.
All right, there you go. All things Hillview, a Craigslist missed connection.
We got a lot of people rooting for him, though.
That's right. We hope the best for you.
Yes. Let's just, you know what? I'm going to keep an eye out on the group. Just see if we get a little update. So original poster, please keep us updated.
The original poster, the redhead from DS.
Yes. The redhead from DS. We need to know if you find her.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That is your little appetizer for missed connections.
Tasty little snack.
99.7 DJX. How about a feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is kind of crazy. Three brothers in California were going through their mom's attic after she passed away and found this pristine copy of the first Superman comic from 1939. I need a little thank you just to kind of set the tone.
Okay, so what's so special about this?
These brothers are in their 50s and 60s, and their mom had always told them that she had this expensive comics collection, but never showed them.
Okay.
So they kind of reached out to an auction house, Heritage Auctions, said that Superman has long been among the world's most valuable comics. A copy of Action Comics number one sold for $6 million last year.
Oh, wow.
While a Superman number one went for $5.3 million in 2022. So experts say, after looking over this one, graded at 9.0 for its sharp corners, bright colors, near-perfect spine, could surpass both of those sales.
Wow.
So they think it could go for more than
$6 million
when it goes up for auction later this month.
Okay.
Found in mom's attic.
Wow.
That's crazy!
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, has anybody ever come remotely close to finding anything like this in an attic or estate sale, thrift store, anything like the over $6 million?
That's crazy, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, you can see the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Sam Aguiar, our injury lawyers.
We'll get to the setting the bar story in a little bit, but I got to play Sabrina Carpenter Tears for you. And listen, I also need to play for you the Kids Bop version of Sabrina Carpenter's Tears. They are out fighting the good fight. They're trying to sanitize Sabrina as...
God bless them.
Yeah, as best they can. You know, I guess, you know, the original chorus for Tears, Sabrina Carpenter, you know, is a little sassy. Tears running down.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, yeah. So how does Kids Bop make it completely kid-friendly?
I just smile at the thought of you.
Oh, yeah.
I just smile at the thought of you.
That's sweet.
Okay, that's another reaction to seeing someone.
Uh-huh. Being a responsible guy.
Sure, yes. All right, so all that so far is in line with what Sabrina wrote. Now, what about the tears line?
Tears fall from my eyes.
Oh, well, yes, that's where tears are supposed to fall from.
Gosh.
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
You know, look, Kids
Bop.
You're
so attractive, you make me cry. Yeah. That's sweet.
Look, they're out fighting a good fight.
Hey, Sabrina, could we just redo it? Can we just redo it to that? Oh, I like that version a lot better. Sabrina?
That wouldn't be in Sabrina's wheelhouse.
That would be helpful, Sabrina, when my 13-year-old wants to sing along.
She loves it. All right. Hey, coming up next, you got to be bold to steal something, get arrested, then ask police if you can keep it.
So what are you guys going to do with that? Could I just like...
Can I just keep it? Yeah, that's the Setting the Bar story coming up next. Setting the Bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
All right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $400 from a bank, yes, robbing a bank, and then asking the police if you can keep the money... You're doing okay.
Hey, but you know what? I was stealing that because I really needed it. Can I have that back?
I wasn't doing it because it was just a hobby of mine.
It wasn't just for funsies.
I actually need
that.
It. Yes.
Could I have that now that we're done with all the things?
42-year-old Juwan, he decided he was going to rob a Huntington Bank, right?
Mm.
And he took about $400 in $1 bills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He got caught, and actually he was caught still carrying the money, taken into custody, booked into the jail. Now, during the arrest, though, he asked police, hey, can you deposit the stolen cash into my jail commissary account?
That would be great. I'm going to need that later.
I'm going to need that when I get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would really come in handy.
That would come in handy.
But could you just apply that to my bail, or how does that work?
Yeah, honestly, don't know. I'm assuming the police said no, but I don't have a clear answer.
Yeah, I'm guessing they probably returned it to the bank that he took it from, sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a clear answer, but I'm assuming.
If we're talking about a withdrawal from his own account, not a problem. But when we make a withdrawal... from not your account, that's where the trouble sets in.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, that's just bold. He's got some strong confidence.
Maybe he doesn't know how getting arrested works.
I don't know. Or how stealing works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, you gotta be bold to steal something, get arrested, then ask police if you can keep it, like Juwan, who stole $400 from the bank, then ask police if he could keep it.
But I thought that banks were just money stores.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go take some if I need it.
Yep. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
There's machines that just spit it out.
I know. Little plastic cards that let you get stuff. It's great. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Obviously, everybody is talking about the UPS plane crash yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, evening. It was right there at rush hour. There's so many user-produced videos that are just heartbreaking, especially when you see some from... like some of the local businesses' ring cams from where it went down.
A ton of surveillance camera footage. There are just people that were in traffic in the area that just whipped out their phones and got coverage of that too. It's one of those things where it's so massive. If it's right in front of you, you're just kind of stunned and understand that this is probably an absolute tragedy unfolding in front of you.
Yep, exactly. The mayor did say that it looks like 9 total victims have been confirmed at the crash site. 16 Goodness. More are unaccounted for. So that is, obviously our hearts are going out and prayers for the people and families who haven't heard from their loved ones yet. And everybody there at UPS who, you know... They probably, maybe you knew some people who were a part of that. And then the businesses right there at Outer Loop and Fern Valley and all that stuff.
And yes, and moving forward in the days and the weeks ahead, if you work or live in that area and then just having to just deal with the aftermath of living near there and seeing the reminder, it's going to take probably a very long time to clean up that area from such a massive explosion. It was carrying so much fuel because it was headed to Honolulu.
Yeah. And there have been reports of people seeing, Hawaiian shirts and things like that. And just know that if you see debris near the plane crash, please report it.
Yes. Leave it be. Let the investigators come get it because that's all going to be part of this massive investigation that's going to take quite a bit of time.
Yeah, for sure. So, appreciate all the first responders and, we'll continue.
Oh my goodness. All the firefighters, first responders, everybody that's been on scene like overnight, nonstop, trying to handle this kind of, it's just something of this magnitude takes so many people working tireless hours. And
the bulk of that lands on the Okolona Fire Department because that's where the crash happened. But, you know, they're getting support obviously from the entire city. So, it's an ongoing thing. And the, you know, we'll probably be talking about this for several days to come while crews are working to, you know, just figure out everything.
Just trying to figure out what happened, why did the, you know, engine catch on fire to begin with, which resulted in all of this. Mm-hmm. It's just, just all of it's absolutely tragic.
And we did get notification that UPS's second day air sort today at Worldport has been canceled. So the hub and ramp employees on the second day air should not report to work. So, you know, just kind of keeping you updated on that sort of thing and, you know, all that. And again, you know, we try to be silly and stupid and idiotic 90% of the time.
Right. But when something like this, of this magnitude, happens in our city, we're absolutely talking about it.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll leave you with that. You can always catch up on everything you missed. WDGX.com. Tap listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.